USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The summit set. President Trump to meet with Russian President Putin in Helsinki. Topics to include the situation in Syria and election hacking.
He may deny it. I mean, it's one of those things. So all I can do is say, did you, and don't do it again.
Then in Scotland over the weekend, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
On Friday in Washington, D.C., the Justice Department indicting 12 Russians. The president's reaction?
Again, this was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration, and I heard that they were trying, or people were trying, to hack into the RNC, too, the Republican National Committee, but we had much better defenses.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Protests after new violence on the south side of Chicago.
It was some semi-automatic weapon. He also had some magazines on him.
Chicago Police Chief of Patrol Fred Waller says officers walking the beat see a guy who they believe has a gun. When they approach to question him, it appears the man reaches for a weapon and they open fire in self-defense, killing him.
He became combative, flailing away. He broke free from the officers and what they thought he appeared to be reaching for a weapon, which he did have a weapon on him. And officers tragically shot this man.
The man indeed had a weapon on him.
Police department gets no joy in these type of incidents. Police don't go out to these type of incidents. There's not something that they plan to do. It's just a tragic incident all the way around.
A few officers injured during the demonstration and several protesters arrested.
Some officers were injured.
How many?
Approximately 3 or 4.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An anti-Semitic Florida man accused of plotting to kill his Jewish neighbors. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Police in Miami Beach say 72-year-old Walter Stolper has been facing eviction from his apartment complex, and he was angry about it and wanted to burn the building down to kill his Jewish neighbors. Detectives ended up showing up and finding 28 containers with gasoline and explosive materials inside his storage unit. They also found gasoline-filled containers in the garbage chute dumpster at his apartment building and discovered artifacts with swastikas and books of Nazi ideology inside his residence. An arrest report says he told detectives he was planning a small barbecue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lex Luthor is Superman's foe. For Batman, it's the Joker. So who are America's top foes? USA's Rick Vincent now with the answer.
When asked to name America's biggest foe globally, President Trump, in an interview with CBS News, first named the European Union, claiming the EU as a foe due to its trade practices. Trump also called Russia and China foes.
Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they're competitors. They want to do well, and we want to do well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.